Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. If it didn't sound like faint praise, you might say that Greg Fleming is a critic's favourite. His music comes recommended by the likes of Graham Reed and Nick Bollinger. You can now hear what all the fuss is about with the release of his new album, Taken. Greg Fleming's with us now. And I don't forget, there's a word. Well, Greg, welcome. Now, in the introduction to the show, I said that you had a new album, but in a sense, it's also an old album. Can you tell us how it came to be?
Well, Taken was actually recorded between 1994 and 2003. It didn't come out for various reasons, one of them being that the record company went bankrupt halfway through recording of it. The remaining songs, I kind of went in the studio a couple of times throughout the 90s and in 2003 and recorded some stuff, and we compiled the 11 tracks, the whole 11 from those sessions. So it spans 8 years, but it still sounds current today, I think, and that was important for me to get. I didn't want it to be a retrospective album, even though it is in some respects. It had to sound current today.
Yeah. And I have to say, it doesn't sound like they're all recorded at different times. Well, there's quite a few different styles in there. You know, there's some upbeat and there's a couple of very downbeat songs. But, it sounds quite cohesive. Did you have to work on that?
We did. And Andrew B. White, whose idea really this was and who was the driving force behind it, him and I worked hard on getting the track order right. We had a number of other songs that we considered to put on, but we didn't. I mean, I wanted it to hang together as an album. The 11 tracks kind of takes you on a journey. There's a kind of dark heart, and then it ends on a little bit of a light note. And in many ways, it reflects what I was going through in those 8 years. So it was strange for me to look back after, you know, in 2010, to go back and look at those tracks and relive, in some aspects, relive some of that stuff again. But, you know, I'm really glad we did it, because there was a great, I think, a really good album there, and it deserves to be out there, yeah.
So it was strange in the sense that it's autobiographical?
Well, I think a lot, all my songs are, just because that's how I write. I don't set out, I mean, because I don't really like those confessional songwriters myself that tell you, you know, all their relationships and all the breakups and all that. But inevitably, for me, I think it's an emotional connection that I want from the listener. So, yeah, it's personal, but it doesn't lock other listeners out. So I think everyone's been through troubled times in their life, dark passages, you know, addictions, whatever it might be, all that's in there, you know. So, yeah, it's an album that it welcomes listeners, I think. It doesn't shut people out and say this is what Greg Fleming went through in March 2007. You know what I mean? That's not that much of interest to anyone, and not even myself these days.
When you listen back to that, I mean, because these songs obviously reflect, you know, certain events and happenings and emotions from back then, do you ever think, oh God, I was being a bit melodramatic at the time when I did that, or are they more poignant reminders now?
Oh, there's a bit of bluster, probably more on the other disc, because it's a two-disc set. I was quite careful on choosing the tracks, because trust me, Damien, there were some that were far more portentous and pretentious that we left off, and thankfully they will never be heard again. But I'm really pleased. I think the 11 tracks, you know, range from, you know, a song about time travel, California Fishing, which starts off the album, right through to a song about, you know, a change of season in the last track, Early Spring. Early Spring. And they cover a range of feelings, moods, you know, what you go through, you know, living in Auckland throughout that time, going through life as a musician, the setbacks, the triumphs, the love affairs, you know, all that stuff, you know. It's not new stuff, but yeah, I mean, the newer stuff I've been writing is I'm actually using a lot more characters, so that's kind of a new thing for me, although there are a couple of songs like Lovers Are Listening for the Weather, is a character song, but essentially it was pretty much all true. So you know, I just gave them he she, you know, so
yeah.
How do you see yourself? Because don't take this the wrong way, but I think you've never been fashionable.
Oh no, fair? Russell, you're right. I've never been hip.
You
never been embraced by the hip
songs.
Crowd.
Yeah,
which is a blessing, you know, because I listen to, you know, and we used to play with bands and back in the 90s, the Trains, who were the band I played with up until 95. We played with a lot of the hippest bands in Auckland at the time, and we couldn't really get arrested, you know, but and I found out since that we did attract a core audience, and you know, people like Nick Bollinger and Graham Reed were there, and others who and recognised that blend that we did of country and punk and whatever else was going on. It kind of was kind of original for Auckland, for New Zealand bands.
Yeah, and that's interesting with people like Nick Bollinger and Graham Reed, as you say, because they're steeped in music, those people. Yeah. There's some sort of appeal there to people who, you know, care about music or something.
Do you think if you're unfashionable for long enough, it becomes really fashionable to know about you and who you are and point to that guy that you've known about for so long?
Well,
I think within,
you know,
nerdy music circles, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, of course, you know, in my own head, I was always hip, Damien, you know. I mean, I think as an artist, you just do what you do and things will catch up or they won't, you know. I mean, I like those. I think those songs are strong enough to stand up and 20, 30 years' time, long after I've gone, and hopefully my greatest hope is that other artists see them and cover them. You know, I always loved Kris Kristofferson. You know, his songs aren't so much known on his versions, like Jimmy Webb, as other people do them. And so, you know, Early Spring could be done just by someone. That's a great song to do, yeah.
That's kind of a nice thought too. If you know, one of your songs gets picked up by someone who sells a lot of records, then,
well,
you know,
as a songwriter, that's about the only way of making money these days. Certainly, things have changed in the music business.
Well, speaking of the songs, I think we should hear one as we go out. What song should we play?
Well, California Fishing starts off the album. It's an up tempo track. I really like it. Yeah, it's about time travel. It's about California, which I've never been there.
Not strictly autobiographical, this one, then.
No, this is. But I'll tell you what, there's a little story, if we've got a minute. It was written after we had a notice board in our flat in Deadwood Terrace, which is where all these songs were written. And one day this postcard that a friend of mine who'd been to California just slid down, you know, because it wasn't actually fastened. It was just hooked there. And it had the Santa Monica plate. And it's in the video, which is on YouTube. And anyway, that started the whole song off. So, yeah.
I'm a little disappointed now that you didn't call the album Deadwood Terrace. But anyway, here's California Fishing from Taken. Greg, thank you.
Yeah.
California Fishing by Greg Fleming from the new album Taken. And that's our show for this week. If you'd like to hear anything that was in this show or in past shows, pop along to our podcast at publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Russell Brown.
I've been Damien Christie. Thanks, New Zealand On Air.